Welcome back to your favourite lesbian podcast, Les Talk. My name is Charlotte and my pronouns are she, her.
And I'm Spencer and my pronouns are they, them.
And we are your amazing hosts that are going to take you on a journey of all things gay and queer. Enjoy. Hello and welcome back to your professional lesbian podcast. How are you doing?
I've just been an absolute girl boss. And girl boss, I know what you're thinking, Spencer, you're non-binary. Girl boss is a state of mind.
No, I fully understand, so I'm not coming for you at all.
Yeah, well, just thinking it, you know, I'm just misgendering. Could you imagine if I got cancelled for misgendering me?
Can you stop misgendering yourself, please? Because I'm going to cancel you any second.
I'm a fan of you, and the fact that you have misgendered you is just fucking disgusting. Trust the internet to do that. Anyway, enough about that shit. How are you? How are you feeling? You're tired, aren't you, my dear?
I'm really hot and bothered. I've been having mic problems. If it's really loud, I'm so sorry. I'm like leaning back so I'm not close to my mic. I don't know what's going on. I don't know what I've done. I'm just gonna keep pressing things. We can see how it goes. Oh no, that's quite echoey now. I'm just pressing buttons, sorry, mid-episode, apologies.
It's the remix,
but yeah, we're just living life in the sun. I'm fanning myself because I've got all hot.
I wasn't going to address it, but Charlotte is sat across from me vis-a-vis FaceTime just fanning her.
Honestly, what is that? It's a little thing that I was going to do a campaign on.
Yeah.
And just life got to me, so I haven't done it.
You're so busy.
Wait, honestly,
so many jobs.
I should be given. Oh, I bet everyone can just hear the fan in background. I'll stop fanning. I should really give up like all my freelancing work, but I've paid my rent with my freelancing work, and then my salary goes towards like whatever I want. So it's like really like.
Yeah, it's that work-life balance thing. I'm kind of the same. Like sometimes I feel like I should probably stop spinning all of the plates, but.
Mm.
I'm in a good bit of that,
and also I love spinning plates, so
it's so much fun. I love it. It's so good.
So what have you been up to this past week?
Oh my goodness. I went out, I think.
Did you?
I didn't go out. I had a little house party. Oh, and I have a saucy detail to share with you.
Oh please.
Had a little like garden party.
Yes.
It was lovely for a friend's birthday. And we, like, me and this really fucking pretty girl stayed up for, like, hours together.
Oh my god.
Yeah, I know what you're thinking. What did you get up to?
Mm.
Yeah, we spoke for 2.5 hours about what we think all of the characters from High School Musical did after the movies.
You know what, though? That's kind of sick. Like,
and we decided they're all gay.
Yeah, 100%.
Apart from Troy and Gabriella, they're like on their fourth kid and they peaked in high school and they're so straight and boring. But yeah. Sharpay's a lesbian, Ryan's gay, Kelsey's a any pronouns lesbian.
Yeah. Who did you fancy in High School Musical?
Oh my god. Compare Troy.
Mm.
Like I pretended to fancy Troy, but in reality it was all about Sharpay. I really fancied her. People used to tell me that I looked like Vanessa Hudgens, and I'd be like, do we look the same, or do we just have a somewhat adjacent ethnicity to each other?
Yeah, what is it really?
Yeah, can we do this? So what is the truth? What about you? Who did you fancy?
I fancied Ryan, like Sharpay's brother.
No, you did not.
No, I really did. And that's surprising for me. I obviously found Sharpay attractive, but like she wasn't on my agenda back then.
No.
Fully now. Like now she's full on my agenda. But yeah, Ryan and my little sister had like the DVDs that you could watch them like learning the dance routines. And I used to just watch them dance, her and Sharpay. Ryan and Sharpay, sorry. Dance, and that
can
was
it. Gender Ryan from High School Musical, please.
I know. Can you just not cancel me just yet?
Okay, I won't cancel you because I need you for this episode.
Okay, perfect.
For the reason.
Well, as long as I'm needed.
Yeah, you are. You're totally. I can't do this alone. I've been watching a lot of gay compilations on YouTube recently.
Like, okay.
The gay bits from TV shows.
Right. And
now, I don't know about you, but growing up, I'd see all this shit and I'd be like, oh my god, relationships are so perfect and beautiful. When is my perfect lesbian relationship going to happen to me?
Yeah.
Now I'm grown.
Yeah.
I know that dating can actually be an absolute shit show.
Yeah.
And that's what I wanted to talk about in this episode. Some lovely people have sent in some of their worst date stories.
Okay, cute.
You hinted something at an awful birthday party. Like, what?
Okay, so, like, to start it off, like, I have no... Like, I am pretty bland when it comes to dating. Like, Ashlyn's been my, like, first serious relationship. So, like, I'm as bland as they come. I've gone about it before, but, like, yeah, for my 18th, I invited Ashlyn all the way from Ireland. And I also invited my ex-boyfriend that I had just broke up with, like... a month, if that, before to come to my 18th. He brought me a Pandora charm and I was really grateful, but I told him to get his money back. There was just no point. And that was probably one of the worst experiences of my life. It was just so awkward. Like, there's me and Ashton, like, just getting on as you do, and then him crying to my best friend.
No.
Yeah. It was a lot for 18 me to, like, take in, but at the same time, like, I was really, like, I was just in my tunnel. Like, I really didn't care about other people, which sounds awful, but I was just, like, my life, live it the best.
It's being 18.
Exactly. And so when he was crying, I was like, who wants to do shots? Like, yeah, let's go. I probably still would do that today, so I can't say I've changed much.
I would 100% do that as well.
Yeah, but looking back, like, if he's listening, which I really doubt, but, like, sorry for ordering shots when you're crying.
What's his name?
I can't say.
Do you want to say? No. Tell me later, because...
Yeah.
You just got really... I've never been on any, like, truly awful dates, but I've been on dates that, like, yeah, I could have definitely lived my life without going on.
Yeah.
I went on a date with a boy back in the day, and I did not know it was a date until at the very end, and he tried to kiss me, and I swerved him. I was, like, 16, like, 15. Mm. However old, I was little, and I absolutely swerved it and turned it into, I was a baby, and I just turned it into a hug instead.
Oh.
So that was very uncomfortable. I then got on the bus and I was like, that was so fine. Like, I doubt he even noticed what I did there. I thought I was so SL ick. Like,
yeah.
So slick. And then I got home and he rang me and asked me to be his girlfriend. And I was like, I'm sorry, I don't think I can do that. And he asked me why. And I was like, because I don't think I'm bi, I think I'm gay.
You know what, though? At least you are honest, but that is a lot.
Yeah. Yeah, I also went on a date with a girl who was so fucking boring. Like, oh my god. If you're listening, I'm so sorry, but you're really not.
But you're so boring.
You're so boring. Like, it was, she just had nothing to say. And it was to a point where I was, like, on my phone underneath the table, like, Googling what to talk about on a first date. Like, I didn't know, she was just giving me nothing. And then it reached a point where she... Oh, and I went outside for a cigarette and she was like, oh, I'll come with you. And I was like, no, really, it's fine. Like, in my head, I'm like, I'm about to ring my mate and tell her that.
Yeah, like, help.
Yeah, like, SOS. And she was like, no, I want to come with you. I want to come with you. And I was like, okay, fine. And then she was making jokes about how she, like, slaps people's cigarettes out of their hands and stuff. And I was like, okay. And then it ended with her.
Just like, I was just making, like, okay, please don't do that to mine.
Yeah, and she was like, I like to blow tobacco out of people's, like, hands while they're rolling. And I was like, is that where you came out here? Like, no thanks. And then we went back inside and the date just ended with her showing me photos from her Instagram that I followed. Like, I've seen them.
Yeah, so you've seen them before. Like, you're like, I literally, you can see I've liked this picture. Yeah. Like, the one, like,
the same one.
That's me. Like, I like this picture.
Like, you can see my comment on most of them and it's like... I've seen them, and I don't think she was fazed at all. I just decided to keep on drinking, and then at the end of it, I didn't know whether she wanted to kiss me or hug me, but I just got rid of any notion that there was going to be any kissing and just gave her a very firm hug. You know, one of them, like, friendship hugs where you really slap the back.
Like a bro hug, like, nice seeing you.
A brug.
Yeah. Oh, a brug.
And I have not spoken to her since then, I don't think.
Do you still comment on her Instagram post, though? I bet you do.
I don't.
Oh, okay.
But maybe I should. Maybe I should.
It would be way too obvious. I'd hate to go on a date and someone be so boring. Like, it would literally ruin my life. Like, I feel like if someone's not on my vibe, I wouldn't be able to make it, like, not obvious that I didn't want to be there. Like, well,
this is, yeah, I'm also bad at that, so, you know, but I try really hard not to be. I also went on a date with a girl once who ordered, like, some bullshit salad and then was trying to eat my food, and I was like, this is so unacceptable.
That's so annoying, but that's also me. Like, if we go to a place and I'm, like, having one of those days where I'm like, I need to eat healthy, like, I'm just gonna order something small, and then, like, Ashley gets something big, like, I full-on just start eating hers.
Oh, bro, go for it with your GF of, like, 18 years.
Yeah, but I did this first time meeting Ashlyn. But in my opinion, you've got to set the barriers, like, as you go. Like, imagine, like, if you're still with them, like, at least you would know they would want to eat your food. Like, you just got to put it out there, I'd say.
No, Joey doesn't share food. I'm not about it. Like, honestly, when I saw that storyline on Friends, I was, like, 3 years old, and I was like, if that ever happens to me, I'm never seeing the girl ever again. And it did, and we have not seen each other. No, that's a lie. We went on, like, several dates, and she kept on standing me up. Maybe I have gone on bad dates.
Oh.
Yeah, she was late and hungover every single time we hung out.
That's really annoying. One of my pet peeves is, like, if someone says to me, I'm going to meet you at 6, I'm there, like, 5 to 6. Like, I hate people being late. And, like, one of my best friends, like, she is the absolute worst. She'll say, I'll pick you up at 6, and then she'll get there at 8. And I'm like, why tell me you're leaving your house? Like, you're obviously not. I could rant about late people. I hate them.
You wouldn't like my housemate. They are perpetually late. Like,
oh, really?
They're late, like, to the front room. Like, if we organise to have drinks and watch a movie, they're still in their bedroom. And I'm like, babe, you just got to go downstairs.
I would literally storm on in. I'd be like, what are you doing?
Hi, Lucy, if you're listening. Work on it.
Hi, Lucy. Anyway, stop being late. Honestly.
I've got some very entertaining lesbian first date stories.
Did you say sex stories or first date stories? Like,
first date stories. I mean, I don't know. Maybe some of them.
Okay, cute. No, I really love first date stories. I feel like I've missed out on that. Like, obviously, I'm very happy. But if I could do my time again, maybe I'd play the field a bit and still end up where I am. Don't know how that would work. But I'd just like to go on a few more first dates. Maybe I need to put it out there to Ashlyn and just be like, I need to go on a date.
I'm really upset with you because I thought that the first record was a date, so I've been...
No, oh my god, yeah. Oh, I'm just thinking now, maybe I've gone on more first dates than I realised, like, oh my god.
How many things have been a date and you just didn't know?
So many things, probably. So many.
Well, it meant a lot to me, anyway.
No, it meant so much to me.
Yeah, that's all you lot. This first one, when I read this, I need your opinion on it because I think I would have... lost my mind had this have happened to me.
Okay, cute. Can't wait.
So, anonymous. I'm keeping everyone anonymous because they submitted anonymously, but either way, I don't want to publicly shame anyone. So, this person says, I once went on a date not that long after a breakup with a long-term girlfriend. And it went really well. The whole time, I kept on thinking that I recognised her, but I shrugged it off and assumed I had just seen her somewhere on gay internet. Love the phrase gay internet, just by the way.
Gay internet. It is literally a thing. Like, you know, on, like, Instagram, like, you'll see someone, they're like your picture, and you'll be like, oh, just check them out. And it's like 60 mutuals. It's like everyone just knows everyone, and I love it. Like, I am so for it.
Of gay internet. So, yeah, they thought they had seen this girl on gay internet. Beautiful. After the date was done, she drove me home and we kissed goodbye in her car. Later that night, I decided to stalk my ex's Instagram. In, like, brackets, they've put, like, don't judge me. I said I was relatively fresh off the breakup.
Okay,
no judgment, baby. It's fine.
I'm slightly judging because, like, exes are exes. Don't go there. Joking.
Are you saying you've never stalked, like, even just, like, an ex-friend's profiles before?
I'm blocked, so I can't really stalk.
Tea.
Just the tea. No.
Just the tea.
Honestly, I haven't... All my exes, like, if you want to call them that, they're all boys, so I'm really not bothered what they're doing. I'm just like, go be straight. Live your life. In private.
These are just placeholders. They come and they go. Four people got that quote, and I love all of you. So yeah, so they've decided to stalk their ex's Instagram, and that's when I realised where I knew my date from. Far down on my ex's feed was a photograph of her and the girl I had just been on the wonderful date with. A couple hours of internet stalking later, and I discovered that they were cousins. Oh. So they had just been on a date with their recent ex's cousin.
Oh.
Now I would have lost my mind.
That's mad. Because, like, imagine if it went really well and you're like, this is the person that I want to be with. Like, this is my soulmate. And you can't. I would. Like, I still would go. If that's my soulmate, I'm sorry, my ex was an ex, like, sure. But, like...
This is the difference between me and you. So you believe in soulmates, I say, as I'm, like, pouring another glass of wine. I don't know, this love isn't real.
Honestly, though, if I got on with that person so much where I'm just, like... Honestly, like, I like them. I want to see them again. I'm already in with the family. I already know, like, half the family.
Yeah, because you've shagged them.
Yeah, that too. I don't know. I have to be in that situation. So if I'm ever, touch wood, I'll never be in that situation. But I just know who I am. I know that probably wouldn't sway me away.
Like, contextualise it to your life for a second, please.
Okay.
you and Ashlyn break up.
Yeah.
You're heartbroken to the point where you're still, like, checking up on her Insta because she hasn't blocked you. You go on another date, finally.
Yeah.
And then you kiss in the car. You're like, oh, you know, I recognise her. Probably she's from gay internet. It's fine. Then you go home and you're like, okay, one last foray.
Yeah, because I found my person. Like, let's
let me just see how I feel about this person. Let me check Ashley's Instagram. And you go on and you scroll down, and the girl you've just been on a date with is in a photo with Ashlyn because they're cousins.
Yeah, I probably would be a bit traumatized, but at the same time, I know in myself it won't put me off. I just know, like, I'd get over it and then say to them, like, lol, I've been out with your cousin. They'd be like, oh, who? And I'm putting the whole situation, like, out there. Would that be a deal breaker for you?
Yes, I would go away. No, that's not happening. Because you pull up at a family function and it's I've been two fingers deep and two people here. You can't.
I just live for the drama. Like, maybe.
Is it me? Am I the drama? You would just, that's what it is. You thrive on the idea of walking into a party like,
I'd be like, have my boombox walking in and like plop it down. I don't know. I just think that if it is something really special, I wouldn't say no to it, and that's all I can say on it.
Well, maybe that's what we can do here. We can read a story and then decide whether we would ourselves be in that situation.
Okay,
so
cute.
It's a yes from you and then an absolute fuck off out of my life from me.
It's like a yes, but it just depends on so many variables, like, depending on how good the kiss was. But then, you'd compare the cousins, wouldn't you?
Yes, you'd be thinking about it like that. Like, damn, what side of the family got the kissing abilities?
Yeah, I probably would say yes and get into, like, a lot of trauma down the line. But
sure,
I wouldn't say no to it. Drama.
Yes to the trauma. Drama. D-R-A-M. Drama. I really hate myself. I feel like I'm bodying, like, a gay man recently. A lesbian person. Anywho, that's my gender nightmare to unpack at a later date. So, next story. So I matched with this girl on Tinder and we really clicked. Like, we were up until 6 a.m. talking every night, planning the dates we were going to go on, all that jazz. So we went on a date and it went really well. Then I went home and texted her to say I had a really nice time. She said she had a really nice time too, and then told me that she had to tell me something. Turns out she had been in a long distance relationship with a girl from Australia and they'd been dating for like 2 years and for some reason just didn't tell her. Her girlfriend knew that she was on Tinder for casual hookups and stuff, but it still would have been nice to know what I was getting myself into.
Okay, talking from someone that's in a long distance relationship for 2 years, like, that's not okay. Like, I just, like, me and Ashton were, like, very open, like, if she was like one day like, oh, I don't want to be with you, it's too much, I'd have been like, fairs, I understand. You just, no, that's not for me. Like, I'm very committed. That's not good for me.
I think the issue here is the deceit.
Like, yeah.
So if this girl's girlfriend knew that she had Tinder for casual stuff, that's obviously fine. But from what I'm getting here, their date was not casual. Like, they've been talking for ages.
Yeah.
Like, they've definitely broken the boundaries of the existing relationship, which is where I have the problem
here. Yeah, like, if you're, like, casual hookups, like, for me, a casual hookup's never been on one, lol. But for me, like, I think a casual hookup is literally just that, like, you hook up and then, like, mm-hmm. you delete each other's, like, numbers. And, like, if you pass on the street, you're like, hey... And that's that. But, like, they fully planned their date.
Yeah, no, this is an absolute no for me. Because I'm poly, so I wouldn't give two shits. Like, in the future, I absolutely will date someone who has a partner. So that bit isn't the issue. It's the fact that they were just, like... They lie to their existing girlfriend. They're lying to you.
Yeah. I'd really like to explore that. Not explore polyamorous now. Like, no. Just, like, discuss that with you. Because, like, I am so monogamous. Is that the one where you just, like...
It is.
Yeah. Because I am just such a jealous person. I don't think it would be... That future episode alert.
Yeah. Oh, I'd love to talk about polyamory. It's something that I'm, like, just kind of discovering about myself, really. But...
No, that'd be so interesting.
Yeah, we can totally talk about being poly. I mean, but, you know, you experience jealousy and polyamory as well.
Yeah.
It's not, like, an absence of jealousy. It's the knowledge that you're in something open to work through jealousy with your partner.
Yeah. Like, me and Ashlyn spoke about it, and, like, Ashlyn... Like, I think if I was with the right people, let's say, it might, like, there would be, like... 2% chance of it may work in, but, like, Ashlyn's like, fuck that. Like, if anyone touched you...
Ashlyn being like that.
Bless her.
I was gonna try and do her accent then, but I don't want to offend the Irish. So I won't...
I'll stay well clear.
I will not fuck with that. Okay, next story. I once went on a first date with a girl I had met 2 days before on Tinder, and it went okay. She asked me if she could stay the night, and I'm not good at saying no to people, so I let her. 3 days later, I was having mad anxiety because she still wouldn't leave, even though I had asked her to. My friend came over and asked her to leave, and she still wouldn't get the bus. Kept saying she was missing them, and then we walked her to a bus stop, and there were no more buses running. In the end, I had to get my sister-in-law to drive her home.
Oh my god.
Oh. I've lost where I am and I'm just reading the wrong page. Drive her home. Oh, okay. I then let her out of the car and she tried to kiss me, which I swerved. Been there, sister. I ended up telling her that night that it wasn't going to work, and since then I've been practicing saying no to people more.
That is mad. If someone came to my house and wouldn't leave, I'd be so angry. I'd be just like, get the fuck out. Now.
I've had it before with, like, friends. Not yeah. a date. Like, I used to have a friend that would just absolutely overstay their welcome, and I used to have to be like, bro, you gotta get the fuck home, like, yesterday. This isn't cute anymore.
I love my time and space, and, like, it took me 4 years to, like, see Ashlyn every weekend. So, like, that says a lot. Like, yeah, like, we'd obviously be long distance. And then when she was living here, like, I just wanted... Honestly, I don't know how she's still with me. It's a godsend. But, like, I just wanted my own space. I'm very much, like, leave me to do whatever. So if someone did that on the first date, I'd probably block them whilst they're there. Like, honestly...
Do you know what? I think there's, like, some lesbian stereotypes coming into play here, because there's that stereotype that lesbians go on first dates and they last, like, 3 days, and it's, like, a joke we have in, like, WLW and BLW community that you just, like, you go on dates for, like,
a month.
And that's your first date. Yeah. And then you move in, you have 3.2 cats, and then you get married, and then that's the pipeline. And I kind of feel like sometimes stereotypes like that can kind of be dangerous to perpetuate, because then this girl that was there, I mean, she absolutely was in the wrong, should have fucking left. But in her head, she might have been like, isn't this what we do?
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Not like... No, but, like, she might have been like, oh, like, this is normal, like, I've done this on dates before, like, because, oh, I don't want to, like, sound bad, but, like, I feel like if you like move in with someone like after a month, like that's mad to me. Like I'm like, how do you know that person in a month? Calling, I'm joking.
But, stop calling me out.
But to me, that's mad. Like, but then I'm like so far away. It took me six years, like moving with Ashton. So like, I know I'm like an anomaly in that. But I just find it mad that people. Like, even, like, within weeks are, like, so entangled in each other's lives. Like, I could never imagine, like, literally just, like, whoosh, entangled in everyone's lives.
So stay with bloody ears. Right, sorry.
It's mad.
It's, I did it,
one time. I did it.
I moved in with an ex like after 3 months, but I was homeless and had nowhere else to go, so
okay, I mean different set of standards there, like different things going on there, that is completely different.
There's a lot to unpack with that.
Yeah, now I feel bad like saying like a month, 3 months. I didn't say 3 months though, so
no,
3 months is fine.
You see it all the time, though.
Yeah.
You see, like, it is a thing that does happen. And I, honestly, the piece of advice I give to all the gaybies of the world is, like, do not move in with your girlfriend.
Literally.
Just
you,
because you get along.
You hauling is just not cute. Like, I just, like... I don't know, maybe I'm an adult these days, but, like, if me and Ashlyn got together and, like, moved in, we wouldn't be together now. Like, we would have broke up and not be talking, and I would have been blocked. Like, that would be the story of us. I just find it mad, but, like, if people do it... People do it, so I know it happens. I just don't know how healthy those relationships are, but then that's me calling out that. So, but, look, well, you do you.
Yeah, you do you, but, you know, you never really know someone until you live with them.
I moved
out of my ex's house, but, I mean, before we broke up, I didn't live with her for, like, 3 months, 4 months, and everyone was like, are you guys okay? And I was like, yeah, believe it or not, this is saving our shit.
Yeah.
Believe it or not, we shouldn't have lived together 3 months in.
Literally, it's mad. But then, again, everyone has their own set of values and lives and stuff, and you live it to the best. But make sure that you're moving in for the right reasons. That's probably the best way to put it. Like, make sure that you're going into that environment, like, with your shit fully together. Like, I'm going to live here with that
person. And you, that you understand that it's... you take everything into account, not just like, OMG, I get to spend every day with my girlfriend. Like, no, you're gonna see her, like, clip her toenails on the sofa.
Oh,
if
she's
dirty, like, if you're nasty. Me too, but I don't live with a girlfriend. Who cares?
So you can do it. Or, like, you're gonna have to hoover every day, which really irritates me. Hoovering, I hate it. Mm-hmm. Absolutely hate it.
They? Like, take everything into consideration. So, yeah, that is a whole no for me. If someone just wouldn't leave my house, I would absolutely... I would just cry. I think I'd just
literally
cry. Is this what you want?
Like, is this what you wanted to see from me?
Are you getting what you want?
Maybe they do. Maybe they're getting exactly what they want, and then that would be a red flag.
Mayhaps. But do you know what the thing about this that gets to me? I mean, we'll move on to the next one in a second. But
no, that's fine. I love
it. The fact that she was making up, like, obviously making up excuses. Oh my god, this has happened to me.
What? I'm sorry. How? I'm sorry. Like, what?
Very, very low key kind of variant on it.
But yeah.
I was hanging out with an ex because we were going to be friends, and obviously it went really well because I'm now blocked.
Oh my god, snap.
We were trying to be friends and she didn't want to just be friends, she wanted to get back together, and I was very like, please no. And we went shopping for the day, and she lived a town over from the town that we were shopping in, and I was like, oh, okay, I'm gonna get the bus home now, and she was like, okay, what time is it? And I was like, don't concern yourself with that, baby, because you're going home.
Yeah.
And she was like she was like, oh, I don't have my bag. I forgot to bring my overnight bag back with me. So then she had to come back to mine, and I had to, like, make her leave the next day. So a very low-key version.
Yeah.
But after that, I haven't spoken to her since the day after that, because I was like, you need to leave. You need to give me my space. We can't be friends. Go away.
Yeah. Oh, my God. honestly, the drama of it all, like, it just seems a lot. Like, but I just can't imagine, like, someone's like, I've left my overnight bag, just leave it. It's not, obviously not that important. If it's an overnight bag, you don't need it. Just let it go. Let me and the bag go.
Just let it all just leave, get out, go. No, yeah.
Out, now.
Out. I just had to tell her to get packing. She's already packed. She was packed. That's the bad part. She could have just left and she didn't. It was burnt.
She was packed.
She was packed.
And she didn't want to leave. Oh, bless her. Oh.
No, she was, look, love to you, wherever you are. I'm not going to fucking say your name. But
No names.
She was, no names. No names on Les Talk. She I think, just really needed companionship.
Yeah.
She wanted it from me, even though we'd broken up. That's why I told her I couldn't speak to her again, because I was like, you relied too heavily on me.
I do understand that, though. So me and Ashley, like, broke up for a month. Lesty. Yeah, we broke up for a month and then we went on holiday together because we booked it. And, like, it was really weird, like, because obviously, like, there was still a lot of feelings and, like, was going through a lot. And I've always said to Ash, and, like, it was mad because, like, we were each of us, like, poison, but it was also each of us, like, remedy. I don't know what the opposite is. Antidote? Yeah. But, like, it was really weird in that situation. I was being a bit of a twat on that. I was on Tinder the whole holiday. Honestly, I was going through a stage, in my honesty and defence, I was going through a stage where I was like, I don't know if I'm gay. Like, internalised homophobia was taking over. I was stressing because me and Ashton were getting, like, super serious. And I was like, fuck, like, what do I do? So I got scared, broke up with her. And then, obviously, we got put together. But that was a pinnacle moment in my relationship. And, obviously, I did well.
Yeah, well, I mean, it worked out for you. That's why. I'm not leading people on, you know. I can't be doing that. That's why I told her to. I was going to say get packing again, but as we've established, she's packed. She was packing. Anyway, nice and short and sweet. I was so nervous on a date that I drank a little too much while we were chatting. Sometime during the night, I fell asleep on the table that I woke up and she was gone.
Oh, bless you, hun. Oh.
Love to you, wherever you are. That would be me. I would be the one that falls asleep.
Yeah, but, like, I find drink, like, for me, I'd be being sick. Like, you have to drink a lot to fall asleep, I think. And on a first date, I mean, okay, if she left, she's not the one for you. Like, fuck her. Like, I would stay.
You would stay?
Yeah, 100%. I'd be like, lol, you fell asleep.
You definitely asked for some toothpicks from the bar and just, like, jab, jab. Like,
yeah.
How hard did she try to wake you up? Like, did she just go, like...
Yeah, because that makes... Like, you could literally have rested your head and she's like, fuck it, I'm out of here. Like, how long was you asleep for? How long did she wait? Like, you needed to have all these... I guess, like, you're not really going to message her, though, and be like, where are you? I fell asleep. Like, you know, in, like, where your text. Like, sorry, I fell asleep. Where are you?
You up? Yeah, I am, but you weren't, so that's why I left.
Bless you.
Here's the thing, when you're like, this just begs so many questions in my brain. Because when you are too obviously drunk in a bar or a club or like pub or whatever, bar staff and security are there to be like, you gotta go. So if someone's just asleep on a table, like, unconscious, like, she's been out for that long.
Yeah, like, why did no one go help her? And two, she was there for, like, half hour. Surely she would have been woke up. Like, that's mad. Yeah, I'd say you was asleep for about 2 minutes and, like, girl saw her chance to leave, no offence to you. But she's like, I'm getting out of here ASAP. But she's a really shitty person for doing that. Just say, like, just be nice and be like, let's have a shot and go home. Let's have a hug. Shot, hug, bye. And then you don't have to
shot, hug, bye.
You know, you don't have to speak to them again, but don't just leave. I hate people like that, that just, like, stand you up and stuff. Not that she really stood her up. What would you call that? Sleep off.
Oh, man alive. I don't even... What would you call that? Just being a bitch, I think. Yeah?
Yeah, no, that works. Yeah, that works.
Yeah, that wouldn't be a deal break for me. Look, I have chronic fatigue, and if I would 100% fall asleep, and so if somebody else fell asleep, I'd probably be like, OMG, we're the same. We're going to get along this way. Oh my god,
imagine just like spooning on the Weatherspoons table, just being like, oh my god, soulmates.
Like, just, oh, I'm going to spoon. Like, you wake up and that she's just spooning you.
Oh, that would have been so cute. That's how it should have gone. Like, that's how that scenario should have gone. So, just to let you know.
Yeah, just so you know, that's absolutely how that should have gone.
Facts.
This is the next one and the last one.
Okay, cute.
I went on a first date with a girl and it went really, really well. Like, really, in capitals, well. Like,
oh, okay. So it went really well. Love.
It really, really well. So much so that she came back to mine.
Oh.
And things happened. I think we can all guess what things happened.
I'd like it spelling out to me, but I'll take things for now. I'm joking.
I can tell you, I can give you the talk after we're done recording.
Please. What do lesbians do?
Honestly, it's been so long I've forgotten. I wouldn't know. Anyway, so woke up in the morning, we kissed goodbye, and I took her to a bus stop, came home, and my mum was stood at the end of the kitchen.
How long is the kitchen?
Apparently it's fucking long.
I'm just like, imagine, like, you know, like those like long tables, like the night tables, and the mum just standing there like, what's up?
My mum was standing at the end of the kitchen, staring at me, holding her cup of tea. I asked her what was wrong, and she said, I think you were a little bit loud last night. If you see her again, please could you keep it down? Drank the rest of her tea, put her mug down, and walked out of the kitchen.
Oh my god, I'd be mortified.
I'd be dead. I'd be dead in a ditch somewhere.
I would cry. I feel hot and bothered.
Thinking about it.
That kills me inside. Like, I've given Ashlyn a love bite before, and like, it was very visible, and I was like, get rid of it. And she's like, you can't just get rid of it. And I was like, just get rid of it. And my mom saw it, and I did die a little bit inside. So that is just reminded me of like the trauma I felt. Like, oh, imagine that. How loud would you wash? How loud?
Yeah, look. I feel like after all of these, I'm like, yeah, that's happened to me.
Have you wrote these all?
I wish, because then we could just be talking about me this entire time, and I fucking love that.
Facts.
Facts. There are Leo. No, that this did happen to me, though. My mum, to be fair, was an absolute snake and told me that she was heading out and that my stepdad was going with her. And I was like, okay, no worries. I can let out my inner fucking porn star, I guess. We absolutely went for it. Balls to the walls, insane levels of noise. And I could hear my mum sneezing in the kitchen from my bedroom. Like, it, you know, usually we were dead silent quiet. But yeah, I didn't feel the need to this one time. And then I was like, okay, I'm going to go get a glass of water when it was done. Because that's what I do. I roll over and I immediately get a glass of water.
No, you got to hydrate. I understand.
You gotta fucking hydrate. So yeah, I went into the kitchen, well, into the front room, and my mum was just in there, like turning up the TV, and I was like, I wanna die.
But then, like you said, why tell you that she's going out? Like, maybe they did go out and came back, and maybe you just didn't, maybe. You just didn't hear the comeback part. Oh my god, bless you. Oh god,
oh my god, it actually makes me feel like I'm getting really upset thinking about
No, that is horrible. Like, that's one of my worst nightmares. Like, my parents hearing anything, or like my little sister hearing anything. Like, at home, like, almost like, what's that, a right angle? Like, a right angle. So my room's in like the corner, and my parents and sisters are like next to it. So like, right. If I could hear everything in theirs, like at the same time, but then they could obviously hear both of me. So I was like, it wouldn't just be my parents, it'd be my sister too. So I hated doing it at my own. Obviously, I got away with it, I hope. Touch wood. But yeah, that would kill me. That would honestly kill me to the core.
But the thing is, like, to your knowledge, because my mum and I never spoke about that. It was just like, there was this we just kind of looked at each other, and then she had been turning the volume up, and then she slowly started turning it down again. And I was like, okay, fine. That to me isn't a deal breaker because it has happened to me. Look, I've been walked in on by people's parents before. It's awkward. But
I mean, sex happens at the end of the day, so like you just gotta. Everyone does it, but it's just horrible for like, your parents.
I thought you were gonna stop at like sex happens, everyone does it, but it's horrible.
No, but it is horrible. I hate it. I'm joking. But no, honestly, that's one of my worst nightmares, like people walking in or hearing. Like, I don't know. One of my friends slept over and like we have like a spare room, and I was just like, if they have sex in the fucking spare room, I'm gonna go apeshit because I'll hear. And it's just like, I don't wanna hear you do the nasty. Just like do it in your own space, not in my spare room, please. Like pretty please. I did actually say to her, please don't. I put new bed sheets on.
Please don't do it.
I kept giving her like drinks though, so she would get, because I know her limits. I was like, if she gets too drunk, she'll just go straight to sleep and like be grand. And like she did get quite drunk, so I don't know if that makes me a bad friend, but she had a great time, just to add.
Just so you know, I think I know, like I've said to my housemates before, I've been like, you know, if you ever hear anything from my bedroom, can we just never talk about it?
No, that's a good principle to have.
We've just got this like policy of, because I live with a couple, I was like, if I ever hear the two of you, just know you're never going to find out about it if I do.
Yeah, that is nice.
Yeah, we've got like a policy of, we're all grown-ups with needs, goddammit.
See, like, I think I'd be really good at that policy, but I wouldn't be able to stop myself making, like, sly digs or just, like, making, like...
Yeah, that's fine.
As long as that's, like, written into the policy, I'd be there. But
my housemate told me that they'd had sex on the sofa. I'll ask them if I can keep this in. I think it'll be fine. But they told me that they'd had sex on the sofa, and I was like, ah!
And now, like, you sit on the floor.
Now I don't. I just have one question. I must have looked like a person on the edge. I was like, I just have one question. And they were like, yeah, what's wrong? And I was like, was it on my spot? Because you guys sit over there and I sit over here. And they're like, no, it's fine. It was on
the
like corner sofa. So they were on their side. And I was like,
at least like they're on their side. Like they've christened that little side. Honestly. Anyway. Oh, hang on. Before we go, do you like my nails? I was talking to you about my nails.
Yeah.
I didn't get acrylics. They're just little baby shellacs.
I do like them.
I was saying that I wanted to get acrylics, and I just found it funny to like obnoxiously tap on things. And then we spoke about me being out of action for a while. But my mom was getting them and they looked really super long. And I was like, oh, that scares me. So it's just an update on my nails, really.
Just the like slightly longer but still rounded off so they wouldn't have
and also
impaled ash.
I don't know, like they just scared me a little bit. They were just like, what do you want? I was like, I don't fucking know. But me and Ashton said we're gonna make a date of it, so maybe like we'll both just be there with our talons scraping out each other. Oh god, sorry. Right, I think that's my cue to go. I think that's the cue that this episode's been great and we've had a lovely time. Spencer's just having a moment. I'm gonna ignore them and finish up here.
OMG, scraping at each other.
What a picture.
That's a visual image I don't know that I needed to have, but
now you have it and now everyone has it, so you're welcome. Thank you so much for listening, everyone, and being a part of this new Let's Talk. I hope you're enjoying it, and if not...
You better be.
Yeah. Nothing we can really do about it, so...
Yeah, right. How is that sentence going to end? If not, deal with it.
Yeah. Be you and just deal with it. But thank you so much for listening. Please make sure to leave a 5-star rating on Apple Podcasts and wherever you're listening to BEF.
Also, write a review.
Yeah.
I'm still taking applications. Still taking girlfriend applications.
No, honestly, I don't know why you wouldn't want to be with them, to be honest. Just get on that. But also just know I'm like the podcast wife and like vice versa.
Oh, yeah. wait, but this is open, right?
This is my poly relationship.
OMG! We should talk about that.
No, we really need... Next episode, let's go.
Yeah.
But yeah, thank you so much for listening, and we'll catch you on the next episode. Bye!
Bye!